I reckon it was him. Is Mr. Watson, what is his official?
Oh, he's special assistant to the president, sir. He sits right outside his office.
He's what?
He's special assistant to the president.
Executive assistant?
Special.
I might talk with him, but it is a matter that I would like to talk to the president about.
Well, I think if you talk with him, you might could see if we could get word to the president a lot sooner.
Okay.
Just a moment, we'll put him on the line. Thank you, sir.
Yes?
Is Marvin in, sir, to talk?
Yeah, he's on.
You.
How are you, sir?
Fine. I called, asked for the president, tell me that he's not here right now.
That's correct, sir.
I've got a matter that I would like to discuss with you. And let me tell you what it is.
All right, sir.
You know, about a week or 10 days ago, Martin Luther King called for that boycott of Alabama products.
Yes, sir.
The president, just the next day or so, in a news conference, came out with a statement in which he, at that time, he said he was not familiar with the details, but he did say, he said, I will follow with concern any developments in that area. I think we must be very careful to see that we do not punish the innocent in the country while we're trying to protect all of our people. We don't want to hurt those who, through no fault of their own, could be damaged. I thought it was a very good statement. I've been down home for about a week, and I find that, and then I've received a telegram since getting back up here. I find that the people are very much disturbed. First of all, they would like very much for the president to either to come out with a stronger statement or perhaps at least repeat the statement that he did make. I mean, now, I don't think it's going to succeed. Of course, as you know, the press of the country, and I think the people of the country generally, even most of the Martin Luther King's colleagues in the civil rights movement have disapproved of it. But a good many of our people are jittery, and actually some things have happened that might make them jittery. And if they serve to take hold, it could do a tremendous amount of damage. I don't know whether you have kept up with it or not, but the C.E. Child Bond Company House, or whatever it is, announced that some time back, they wrote a letter to Governor Wallace and made it public to the effect that they were not going to buy any more Alabama bonds. They were going to reevaluate them and so forth. Now, the other bonding houses have failed to follow that, and as a matter of fact, I am told, whether it's true or not, that Child never has bought any Alabama bonds anyhow. But nevertheless, statements like that do have some effect.
Yes, sir.
Now, someone told me the other day when I was down in Alabama about a shipment to some point in the north, and this company to which the stuff had been shipped called the shipper and told him that the only way they could take those things would be for him to send men up there to unload them because the people there would refuse to unload them. I have a telegram that just came in today with reference to a shipment to Hawaii, I believe it was. Yes. Well, it says news reports here today state that longshoremen, Hawaii, are refusing to unload Alabama-produced cargo. Imperative that President Johnson speak regarding this issue. Then I have another one from a Chamber of Commerce in which they're expressing a great deal of concern. And I... last week while I was down there, everywhere I went, this was the one thing that they talked about. Even with all of these reassurances that it's not going to succeed, the people are jittery. And I wish the president would consider very seriously bringing it in some way. I know he could easily develop the opportunity to do so. In fact, I understand that Saturday there is going to be announced, or he has been asked to announce the first four anti-poverty projects in Alabama. One of which, by the way, is in my hometown. It just struck me that probably in connection to that, something could be said about the economic welfare of Alabama, or its first news conference or something. Will you talk with him about that?
I most certainly will, Senator.
And tell him that I would appreciate it if I might have a chance to talk to him regarding it.
All right, sir. I'll sure do it. We sure thank you, sir.
Fine.
Thank you.
All right.
Waiting.